Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
The live cattle futures closed $1.05 higher today in June at 115.47. The August up 75 at 118.47. October closed up 37 here at 123.47. We had a bit of a reversal today. The market went down to 113.40 on the June live cattle, which wasn't a new low. A few days ago, they went down to about 112.50 on May the 4th. But we're hovering right around the 50% retracement from the October low to the high back in April. Now the 50% is 114.37, but we're below the 20 and 50-day moving average. And there's really no place below the market on as a retracement, but there is a gap down at 109.62 from back in November of last year on the June live cattle. So if you're going to look for a place to have more definite support, you'd look at maybe the 62% retracement at 111.70 or that gap at 109.62. May feeders were down a buck at 130.47. The August down $1.82 at 143.40. Similar action there. There's a gap at the chart back in October at 137.87. We're actually through all the retracement levels, even the 62%. So the next place would be that gap, and even the low back in October at 134.73.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Today's corn market was 7 to 20 cents higher. The May corn up 7 to 7.60 and a quarter. December corn up 19 and three quarters at 6.24 and a quarter. The beans were the strongest contract here today. May up 23 even at 16.05. The November's up 26 and a half at 14.09. This would be new highs here for the November beans. It's kind of interesting to see that the new crop beans and new crop corn both are rocking right along here in strongest months. In December corn as well was new high today. Wheats were up as well. They kind of tagged along with the corn and beans. The Kansas City July up 9 and a quarter at 7.26 and a quarter. The cotton today was December was up 118 to 86.58. So that market is not at new highs, but we're, you know, the top 10 highest closes or something like that over the last couple of months. That contract back in February went all the way up to nearly 89 cents on the December new crop cotton. The ideas today is just same thing we've been talking about. Now it looks like it's kind of shifting to South American weather. The U.S. two-week forecast actually looks like the Midwest, for the most part, will get rain in the next 2 weeks. So not really a rain threat at this time, not really late planting a crop at this time. It seems like the focus is what's going on in South America.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.